Looking for your next favorite podcast? Start here.
He goes, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? And I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. And because I think that might be it.
You know, you might think that all you did was buy something on Amazon, but that data gets shared with dozens of other companies and rolled up into a profile about you that's just floating around the web that you can't control.
Because I know sometimes when people have their parents or other people come out, they're horrified to see the amount of pain and suffering. And so you need somebody who's not going to tell you to quit.
Welcome to this week's episode of the WVXU Discovery Podcast, Start Here. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Get set for a quick overview and sample of three podcasts today, two national and one locally produced, to help you navigate the ever-growing world of the podcast phenomenon. Plus, we're introducing the all-new Start Here Blast weekly e-newsletter. You'll get a personalized email with the podcasts we feature on Start Here. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here Blast email from the bottom of the page. Also, now you can rate Start Here on iTunes. And if you're a fan, a 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. So don't forget to rate us on iTunes today. And now, with special thanks for technical assistance from Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and writing research and curation support by Connor Eldridge, it's time to Start Here. First up this week, we begin with a podcast that's been sitting pretty at the top of the iTunes charts for a while. It's fun, fresh, and funny as hell. Best friends and co-hosts Phoebe Robinson and Jessica Williams are the stars behind Two Dope Queens, one of the hottest comedy podcasts around. Each episode, Phoebe and Jessica welcome a different comedian for a live recorded discussion on sex, romance, race, New York, and as they put it, a whole bunch of other shit. Join the friends in some of the funniest conversations with all your favorite funny celebrities, from Tom Hanks to Vanessa Bayer to Zoe Kravitz. Two Dope Queens is the best comedy interview podcast you'll listen to at least all this week. Here's a sample from the recent episode of Two Dope Queens featuring comedian and filmmaker Mike Birbiglia. Mike joins Jessica and Phoebe on the show to talk about diets, self-improvement, and finding that perfect new look. In this clip, Mike reveals his secret to weight loss, an unnamed program that involves weight and watching.
Hey, great. Let's start with how great you look.
Have you lost weight? You look fantastic.
I did, but based on medical necessity, I lost weight.
Wait, seriously?
In May.
Okay.
I went for my physical, and the doctor goes, he took my blood and he called me up and he goes, Lyme disease.
What? Oh, there's God. A list? You're not stopping?
And diabetes. And I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Everybody's going to get a chance. It's like going to a parent-teacher conference, and they're like, your son's getting D's, and he got molested by the gym teacher. And you're like, we're going to need separate meetings for this one. Diabetes type 2, and I was like, oh, like, I'm 39 years old, like, how did this happen? And he goes, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? And I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious, and he goes, I think that might be it. But yeah, so I'm trying to cut weight right now, that's what's going
on. What are you eating now?
Yeah.
God, this is going to sound so pluggy. I'm not going to plug it. I'm just doing the diet where you eat less points.
Yo,
I'm not going to plug some stupid corporation. But they do a good, it makes sense.
It's amazing.
It adds up, America.
Do you use the app?
I'd use the app.
It's a beautiful app.
It's a good looking
app. It's very user-friendly. It's very user-friendly.
How long can we not say what it is?
Well, what I do love is, like, the campaign for it. It's like Oprah with a bunch of corgis.
No, I know. The Oprah thing is odd, too, because...
I loved it.
This is a little gossip.
Give me the goss.
The gossip is... In regards to, because she's like, whatever, part owner of the company. Like, she's a big thing in that
mm-hmm.
company.
Right.
And then they say, like, she's not being photoed she's being photoshopped because of the because she's the part of
the
company.
I don't believe it.
You don't buy that?
I think she is real, and I think...
No, no, it's don't like, get me
sound,
wrong.
You sound like
I
a Trump supporter.
I do sound like a I don't think Oprah's Bigfoot.
Right. No.
I know that Oprah's real.
But I feel like Oprah does not lie. She's very open and transparent. And she wouldn't like Photoshop her. Like, she has been on this weight loss journey her entire life. Yeah. She has invited us with her. And I don't think that she would at this point... With everything she's done.
I think you're being overly defensive about Oprah.
A snippet from Two Dope Queens featuring Mike Birbiglia. Here's some of your favorite stars chat with two of the funniest women in comedy on Two Dope Queens. Available now on WVXU's Podcast Central. Recently added to the Podcast Central collection on WVXU comes a podcast about change makers in tech, politics, and business. It's called Brave, Not Perfect, and it's hosted by Reshma Sajani. Reshma is the CEO of the nonprofit Girls Who Code, an organization dedicated to supporting and increasing the number of women in computer science. This new podcast dedicates each episode to a pioneer who's making positive change for gender equality in male-dominated industries. Reshma and her guests talk life, business, strategies for advancing careers, and inspiring stories of trailblazers in their fields. Like Reshma's nonprofit, Brave Not Perfect seeks to lift up powerful women and inspire new generations of changemakers and activists. In this sample from a recent episode of Brave Not Perfect, featuring NPR's Marketplace tech host, Molly Wood, Molly joins the show to discuss teaching her son about digital privacy and protecting your information online. In this clip, Molly reveals how she tried to explain the dangers and downfalls of having your whole life available online.
I hope that they're starting to get it. I think some people are starting to get it, but people definitely don't care enough. They're still saying to me, why should I care about this? I don't have anything to hide. It's not that big a deal. I mean, we certainly as parents, like I had the talk with my son about data sharing, that talk, and was like, you can't just, you know, you can't just sign up for anything, any old thing that comes along. You can't just hand over your email address to any old app that wants it, you know, or connect to any service or register. And I sort of tried to explain to him that web that, look, when you do this, then they start sending you emails. And any email you click on, then that gets sent to some other company that sends you emails like that. And then they, you know, and it just, it becomes this snowball that rolls downhill and gets bigger and bigger. And I think if parents care, they can tell their kids. We know that Facebook usage is actually declining, but they're sharing all their, you know, financial transaction data with Venmo. So I'm not sure that's necessarily better.
So what'd your son say when you tried to explain it to him?
It freaked him out. I mean, the best thing we can do is if you, you know, use the network effect against people, like if you can convince one person how creepy the sharing is, how far it goes, you know, you might think that all you did was buy something on Amazon, but that data gets shared with dozens of other companies and rolled up into a profile about you that's just floating around the web that you can't control. And if you can convince one person that that's true, then they'll tell 10 other people. We have to sort of take back our power of as consumers. I think we get overwhelmed, like we've already lost this battle, but that's not true.
Yeah. I mean, I also find it like fascinating to see what the millennials are going to say. I mean, I definitely think that after so much of the protests against Wall Street and the charges against the banks, you really saw a lot of banks having a hard time hiring talent. Right. And everyone said, you know what? I'm not working for Goldman Sachs anymore. I'm going to go work for Facebook. They're the good guys. And that has really changed over the past year. And so I wonder if like you're seeing organization happen amongst the technology companies and the engineering teams. So I wonder whether they're going to be able to put pressure on their companies to change.
I think so. I think there will be that internal pressure because you're absolutely right. Like these are a lot of them are mission driven companies, even the companies you wouldn't think about. Like when you talk to people who work at Uber, they're not there because they think that, you know, Travis is such a fun bro. Like they're there because they think that they can save lives. They can take cars off the road. They can, you know, transform transportation and make it more efficient and reduce pollution, all these, you know, good things. And so I do think that there could be pressure from within and that as these companies are kind of growing, you know, this is all really new. They're basically, you know, I think of this industry as being somewhere between 10 and 14 years old. Like they're just little teenagers, and we're trying to figure out how to tell them what to do.
A sample from the podcast Brave Not Perfect with host Reshma Shajani. Hear from some of the nation's strongest and persevering women on Brave Not Perfect, available now on WVXU's Podcast Central. Well, they say podcasts are a perfect supplement to an afternoon run. Listening to a podcast about running during a run? Perfect match. Especially this week with The Flying Pig. And you can do all that with this week's featured local podcast, Heartland Running. It's a podcast by runners for runners, hosted by a group of enthusiasts. Heartland Running has answers to all your burning running questions. You'll hear from nutritionists, coaches, athletes, and more as you delve into stories and the science of running. Whether you're a hopeless rookie or a seasoned marathoner, you can enjoy Heartland Running. Here's an episode clip from Heartland Running featuring Oregon Ultra Marathoner and writer Amy Clark. Amy joins the show to talk about some of her pacing strategies and who she likes to race with. In this clip, Amy talks about how she goes about assembling a crew that can assist her during her longer races.
Having a crew with, you know, your essential fuels, you know, extra goose, whatever it may be, medical supplies, because gosh, I haven't had to deal with blisters or anything like that in a race yet. But having that, just those faces, those familiar faces, I think is the most important thing. Seeing that on the trail, it probably better than anything.
It is. It's such a great feeling. I know from my last race, well, not from my last one, but from last year when I was at Tunnel Hill. And, you know, my family was actually at one of the aid stations where I didn't expect that they were going to be there. And it was one of those moments where I was just having a low. And just to see their faces, I'm like, I didn't care about anything else. But it is that just that pick me up of having somebody there that's familiar. It's such a spark and brings you back real quick.
Yeah, for sure. It's one of those things in the back of your mind. You're always like, okay, who would be my crew? Because my family, they're not going to want to travel and stay up for 30 hours or whatever it may be to support me. And I'm like, well, you know, I've got these really great running friends. And so you kind of have to pick and choose who's going to stay up all night and wait for you to come through each aid station. I mean, I think that's a huge thing to consider when you're looking for a crew. And as a crew person, you know, you have to consider, I'm going to be waiting around a lot, probably not going to get a lot of sleep. I know, I don't think I got any sleep the last few years when I was in Western States for, you know, 30 hours. So it's something to consider.
Yeah. And I think that's another point that you made too, is when you pick somebody, sometimes it's hard to pick someone who's a close family member who doesn't understand running, because I know sometimes when people have their parents or other people come out, they're horrified to see the amount of pain and suffering. And so you need somebody who's not going to tell you to quit. Like, are you sure you want to keep doing this? And so I think that's something else that they need to be prepared for too, is that, you know, it hits a certain point, it's not pretty. I mean, as my husband said one time, you're going to see things you can't unsee.
A sample from the local podcast, Heartland Running. Check it out on WVXU's Podcast Central to get all your latest running news and advice. Before we wrap up, let's take our usual look at the up-and-comers on the Apple Podcast Charts, the hottest podcasts as ranked by iTunesCharts.net. Well, two podcasts have recently hit number one and are worth noting. One is brand new, and the other just dropped its second season. Caliphate is a new podcast created by the New York Times about the Islamic State and the fall of Mosul, as told by reporter Rukmini Kalamachi. New York Times reporters found thousands of ISIS documents that help explain how the Islamic State stayed in power for so long. The other number one is from the second season of a 2016 Peabody Award-winning podcast called In the Dark by American Public Media. Season two, which just dropped, looks at the case of Curtis Flowers, who was tried six times for the same crime. And even though he remains on death row, he maintains his innocence. That's In the Dark, and The Caliphate, two recent number ones on the Apple Podcast charts. That wraps up this episode of Start Here, WVXU's Discovery Podcast. And speaking of discovery, astronomical discovery, that is, you want to check out our newest original podcast, Looking Up, with Dean Regas and Anna Heyman. Dean's the outreach astronomer at the Cincinnati Observatory and co-host of the PBS series Stargazers and author of the book Facts from Space. Anna's the observatory's director of development with an innate curiosity about the cosmos. That's Looking Up, now at WVXU.org. And if you're turning into a podcast junkie and just can't get enough, try these two new discovery resources, NPR's The Big Listen with Laura Ober. You get an audio peek into great storytelling podcasts. And for a more blog-like written review and recommendation, NPR has Earbud.fm. They use unique categories to help you discover podcasts with things like advice, do it like a lady, and big ideas. And of course, Jim Nolan, Kevin Reynolds, and the WVXU staff feature our favorites on Podcast Central at WVXU.org. That's where we'll add your recommendations if you just email us at podcast@WVXU.org or call 513-294-8030 and leave us a voicemail. I'm Trip Eldridge for WVXU, and thank you for choosing to start here.